Hi, I'm Mal Majoros. I am an 8-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. So we were talking about one of my favorite subjects. I love the Navy SEALs. They're just a great bunch of guys. I had an opportunity to meet some friends with some on Facebook. Friend of a mother of a Navy SEAL and father of a Navy SEAL. They just do awesome things for this country and for others. And right now I'm talking to Kelly O'Donnell. She's the executive director of One Summit, which is an organization founded by a Navy SEAL, which helps kids with cancer. And I know that sounds all confusing, but we're going to explain all that once we start talking to Kelly. And how are you today, Kelly?
Hi, Mel. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Great. Well, I'm waiting for winter to end, and it's never ending, but, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, same out here in Boston. We're still getting snow.
Yes. I thought it was spring, but Mother Nature was had something else in mind. So let's jump right in. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and then we can go into the story about One Summit.
Yeah, I'm Kelly O'Donnell. I'm the executive director of One Summit. I have been involved with One Summit since the very beginning, volunteering for a few years, and now the executive director. And I have spent a lot of time volunteering for various organizations and really felt like my career was meant to be in the nonprofit world. So I'm very happy to be part of such a great organization.
Awesome. So I'm looking on their website, onesummit.org, but, you know, give our listeners the story about how it was founded by Adam LaRue. Is it LaRue or LaRue?
LaRue. Adam founded One Summit in 2013. He served for 11 years in the SEAL teams, and his mother fought breast cancer. And when she passed away in 2004, he started volunteering with cancer organizations and met a lot of kids that were fighting cancer and felt that they didn't really have the skills to overcome some of the mental implications that come along with the disease. Mm-hmm. And he realized that it was an unfair fight and wanted to do something to help even the odds.
So how did
he created? Sorry.
So how did he go from that? I mean, you're thinking about, well, these kids need help. And then he creates One Summit. Like, what were some of the other things he thought about besides his whole, you know, he does the rock climbing thing, which we'll talk about. But how did he figure out this would be the perfect analogy to fight cancer?
Yeah, from his experience in the SEAL teams, he saw that the skills that were embedded into their character were skills that the kids could really use to overcome such a challenging disease. The experiential learning component of it came also from his experiences, and the best way to learn is by doing, and he felt that there was a curriculum that could be built off of experiential learning on a rock wall. In the SEAL teams, they did spend a lot of time on the rock walls, and he felt that there was a lot of skills that they took away from that were transferable to other areas.
So now, how was it hard for him finding SEALs to start helping him? Probably not. And then getting the hospitals and the other organizations to say, oh yeah, this is a good idea. Because just looking at it from an outsider perspective, who's, you know, thinking about somebody who doesn't have cancer, Navy SEALs and kids with cancer, I'm not sure. What?
Yeah, finding Navy SEALs was not a challenge. A lot of them, through his experiences in the SEAL teams, a lot of them are friends or coworkers that he had. And I think that the mentality the SEALs have are very strong in to giving back and helping others. So I think if anything, we have more than enough SEALs that want to be involved, and they want to keep coming back and they want to keep making a difference. So I think that it's definitely well perceived from the Navy SEAL perspective, and they learn a lot from the experience as well. Creating partnerships with the hospitals, we team up with Dana-Farber, mm-hmm. Mass General Hospital, and Tufts Medical Center, and we rely on their child life specialists to determine the kids that are really in need of this experience and some emotional and mental empowerment. So we started in 2013, and we were just partners with Dana-Farber. Mm-hmm. Similar thought process that you have, that, you know, you want to take sick kids and you want to put them on a rock wall, and it's a little out of the box. It's, you know, we're worried about safety. We're worried about, you know, the kids getting hurt or
tired,
being pushed too far. And mm-hmm. we did receive a little bit from the hospitals about, you know, this hasn't been done before. But Dana-Farber did agree to give us an opportunity to partner with them. And our first event was in 2014. And we were just partners with Dana-Farber, and we had about 20 kids at our event. The second event we did, and we call them Climb for Courage events when mm-hmm. we bring the kids rock climbing. The second event we did, we partnered with Dana-Farber and Mass General Hospital. Once we had completed our first event, Mass General Hospital saw that what we did was powerful and that it was safe and it was a controlled environment, and they wanted to partner with us as well. And after our second event, we were connected with Tufts Medical Center, and they were also interested in getting involved. So through each event, we've had more and more hospitals wanting to get involved and to partner with us and to have their kids have a Navy SEAL mentor and go through this empowering experiential learning program committed to building resilience.
And you do have the top three, I would say, having been going to school in Boston for college, you do have the top three hospitals in Boston basically partnering with you, I would say. Cancer hospitals, at least.
Yeah, and the child life specialists from those institutions are incredible at really helping us determine the kids that should be involved and helping us learn more about them so that we partner them with the perfect Navy SEAL match. And a big component of our program is the mentorship and the continued relationship that is formed. So we really want to make sure that we match the kids as best as possible with their mentor.
So take me through, how long does the Climb for Courage last?
It's a one-day event, mm-hmm. so we bring all of our Navy SEALs up to Boston for a weekend, and we the day before the event, they go through a welcome and training dinner, and we have child psychologists, and we have the child life specialists, and former parents of kids that have been through our program, and former mentors come and talk to the guys about what to expect, some tips, some information about working with children with cancer and about childhood cancer altogether. And we do a training dinner to make sure that they're prepared to work with the kids the next day.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
And we also provide them with information about their child, mm-hmm. What their likes are, their interests, if there's any physical limitations that they should be aware of. You know, some of our kids have gone through a lot physically, and mm-hmm. they might not be able to use part of, you know, the left side of their body might be weak, and all things that the mentor should know so they know how to best empower the kids to set reasonable goals and be able to achieve them.
Right. So once this happens, like what are the kids, do the kids get information about their Navy SEALs as well?
Yes, we reach out to the families.
Mm-hmm.
The week of the event and let them know who their Navy SEAL is and a little bit about them and their likes and interests as well. So the kids really feel the connection before they get there.
Mm-hmm.
They're being introduced to a room full of strangers, and
yeah.
It's good for them to have a little bit of information prior to actually showing up.
Well, yeah, I imagine that would be intimidating for anyone coming into a room of Navy SEALs.
yeah. And during the event day, the kids all arrive at the same time, and we bring them up to the rock climbing area. We were very lucky to have a great partner at a local rock climbing gym, and they reserve an area just for us. So our group is very excluded from the rest of the gym, and there's a safe space for us to be all together.
We'll give them a shout out. Who is the rock climbing?
Central Rock Gym. Nice. They have several locations in the Massachusetts area, and they've been a great partner for us from the very beginning.
So the kids meet their Navy SEALs. Then take me through the day. If I'm a kid, what would I expect as
Right. So the kids get there, and we do, like, an introduction and then call them out by name and match them with their mentor. They all receive a backpack that's full of climbing gear and courage tools. We have the backpacks are full with helmets, with harnesses, T-shirts. There's dog tags that have their name on it and the words "never give up"
nice
engraved on it, which has been a really powerful tool. We see our kids, you know, years after they've been part of our event, and they're still wearing their dog tags as a source of strength, which is really powerful. We have, you know, boonie hats and baseball hats, and it's a whole backpack full of everything they need to climb and be safe, and also some things that they can keep as memorabilia to look back on and remember everything that they accomplished during their climb for courage. Once they have their backpack, the mentors help them get all set up in the harness and get shoes on, and then they begin climbing. And there are five pillars to our experiential learning curriculum. And I would say that the kids don't realize that there is a curriculum behind what the mentors are doing. It's more of an experience.
Right.
So, but the mentors know what their curriculum is and what they're trying to instill. And the first is, you know, courage, that we understand that kids are facing an unfamiliar challenge. They haven't done this before. A lot of the kids that were into sports and active before their cancer diagnosis have not been as involved since starting treatment.
Right.
So there's definitely a little bit of fear when they get there about not of the uncertainty and not knowing what the experience is going to be like. So as the kids start climbing the wall, and they've definitely confronted fear, and they're able to build some self-confidence along that journey. Another component is goal setting. Mm-hmm. One of the key factors to building resilience is the ability to not see large problems as insurmountable problems, that you have to break it down into small, little, attainable pieces and work your way up slowly towards achieving a larger goal. So in the rock wall, the children move one hand and foothold at a time towards accomplishing the larger goal of making it to the top of the wall.
Awesome. And what are the other goals?
Yeah, the other another pillar to our program is grit. So it's this ability to persevere even when you're faced with setbacks. So when the kids fall or they feel stuck on the wall, their mentors empower them to keep going, to have this never give up mentality that they can push through and they can make it. And, you know, by encouragement and supporting the children, they're able to develop that perseverance and that never give up attitude. Another component of it is teamwork. And we believe that, you know, you accomplish more as a team than you do by yourself. So learning to trust your mentor, having a common goal, and both working together to achieve it, and it helps set the foundation for the bond between the child and the Navy SEAL. And the last component is reflection, which is a big piece in experiential learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ability to reflect on what you've learned and then apply it to other ways of other aspects of their life. So they recognize how these skills that they gained can transfer into the everyday challenges they see while they're fighting cancer.
Yeah, we had a similar team building thing at a place that had a rock wall and a lot of different heights and everything, and just to see people who you never thought would be able to climb a wall, or the host of my other show at the radio station here, he is afraid of heights, and we were joking on the show that we were going to go up on this this beam and like do the sword fight with the pool noodles. Well, he got to the top of the beam, but that was it for him. And he's like, "You were going to make fun of me because we didn't do the thing." And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so proud of you that you actually made it up as far as you did, because I would have never thought that he would have at least made it up." And that's, you know, that's the kind of thing that is just amazing about.
Yeah, we definitely help the kids set, you know, realistic goals. The goal might not be to get to the top of the wall. It might be to get to a certain point in the wall. And that's okay. Everybody's goals are different. And accomplishing your goal doesn't have to be the same as the person's next to you.
Right. And I think that's important too, because, you know, when you see other kids with cancer, someone might be doing better than you and you're thinking, well, why are they doing better than me? But you have to realize that everyone's different and everyone responds
differently.
Yeah,
mentors definitely help the kids in setting the realistic goals and being self-aware and being confident that accomplishing your goal is just as great as somebody else accomplishing whatever their goal is. It doesn't have to be the same goal.
Right. Yeah, I'm proud of these kids for climbing the wall, because we had a rock wall thing there and I didn't do very well. So yeah, I mean, rock wall climbing, I think, is a difficult prospect for anybody. And just to have these kids, you know, looking at the pictures on your website and seeing some of the kids climb to the top, and, you know, like you said, not everyone makes it to the top, but they reach their goal. You know, even if you go, okay, we'll just go, you know, halfway or take five more, whatever, steps or grabs, then you've made your...
Yeah, I definitely agree that it's more about never giving up and having a positive self-view of yourself and knowing that you can accomplish and achieve whatever you set your mind to. And the Navy SEALs help them set their mind to, or establish what is a good goal for them to reach.
Do they talk about that beforehand, or...
Yeah, the kids and their mentor will kind of, you know, tie the ropes up for the certain wall that they're going to be climbing, and they'll set a plan, you know, where is the right goal, how are we going to get there? And then along the way, if they are stuck at any point in the wall, they help them through the challenges that they're facing in that moment. You know, maybe can't reach that hand or foothold that you thought you could, so we need to change direction. We need to try a different route, but it's okay because you can still get to the top. You can still get to your goal.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. Yeah, at first when I saw this, I thought, oh, well, everyone's going to make it to the top, but, you know, like you said, not everyone has the same goal. Not everyone can make it to the top, which is still fine.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's an individual journey, just like building resilience. It's an individual journey, and it's nice that the one-on-one mentorship enables it to be an individual one-on-one. It's just about, you know, this one child and where their goal is going to be and their individual mentor helping them get there.
And the parents are there as well, correct? Or does it depend?
The parents, we actually encourage to drop the children off.
Okay.
We do encourage them to let the children experience this on their own. But we do, something that's unique about our program is that we include the siblings into their experience. For a child, especially, that is currently on treatment, climbing for 4 hours is a little unrealistic.
Yes.
So we invite the children that would like to bring their sibling to bring their siblings, and it's another person there cheering them on, believing in them, and we'll also be climbing during the times where the other child needs a rest.
Well, and that's the other thing. A lot of siblings kind of get lost in the shuffle when their brother or sister are going through cancer treatment, and that's awesome that, you know, providing you get along with your brother or sister.
It's your choice to invite them. So if you don't get along and you don't want them there, we do give that option to the children to choose that. And it was actually a recommendation from one of our hospital partners to include the siblings. We did not have them at our first event. And when we did have them at our second event, it was very inspiring and it was very positive for the kids to, with their siblings, have a really positive day instead of, you know, doctor's visits and hospital stays. And it helps, you know, that bond between them get stronger after everything that they've gone through.
Right, because like I said, usually when the cancer treatment and diagnosis occurs, it's always about that one child who has cancer, and the other child may, you know, feel left out. Not that the parents are trying to do that, but they're trying to make this their other kid feel better, and to include the siblings in that is just a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, we're very happy that we've opened it up to a siblings program. It has been working very nicely for us. And our last event, we had a parent come back and tell us that all of his child and their siblings said that it was the best day of their life.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's really powerful that they are experiencing the best day of their life, and they're doing it together, and they're doing it in a positive way.
I agree. And just from a simple, well, maybe not simple for me because I can't climb a rock wall, but just a simple rock climbing exercise can bring all of your five tenants of your one summit together in just one day with a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, it's definitely, the kids are able to look back on their experience and draw strength from it. Mm-hmm. The siblings have been able to experience something really positive together, and I think it's really good for the family. And then we focus on building a community instead of more than just a one-time,
right,
rock climbing event. They also stay in touch continuously with their mentor, and we also hold community events throughout the year to bring everyone together. And it's definitely a community for the patients, for their siblings, for their parents, and a place that you can go and draw strength and support from.
Well, that's awesome, because some events you do the one-time thing and then you're done. And it's great that the Navy SEALs, probably keep in touch with these kids on Facebook or, email or texting. I was going to say via mail, but no one writes letters anymore.
I think some of the guys that are deployed are okay, writing handwritten letters back and forth. And I think that's another unique aspect of the program. And I think the kids are very happy to have their Navy SEAL mentor and feel like they've grown and learned a lot from them and appreciate this lifelong support that they have.
Yeah. Well, yes, of course, when they're on deployment, you can't just like text, "Hey, how's it going?" But I mean, yeah, that must be amazing, getting a letter from your Navy SEAL while they're doing their job overseas. It's like, "Hey, buddy, how's it going? How's your, how you feeling today?" I mean, that right there is pretty inspiring. That would inspire me to be like, "Yeah, I'm going to keep going. He helped me reach my goal and climb as high as I could, and now he's taking time out to write a letter to me while he's in the middle of this incredibly dangerous situation."
Yeah, I think that when we look at what builds resilience, relationships and connections, and having people care about you is very highly regarded as an important factor of building resilience. And I think that the mentorship component of our program, that it's not just a one and done event, mm-hmm, that it is a sustained relationship. It is something you can continuously look back on and feel a part of, is really powerful and definitely helps towards building resilience and the courage that they need to continue their fight.
So what, besides the hospitals and the family, what has been the community outpouring about this?
So our community is mostly, the children, the Navy SEALs, and we also look, there's a lot of community members that hear about our mission and want to get involved. And we have an incredible board of advisors. We have an entire volunteer basis. We have the Harvard men's hockey team took all of our kids, taught them how to ice skate. The kids were laughing all day and had like an incredible day. We have been to several Bruins games this year.
Now you're talking my language, sister, with hockey.
Sorry?
I said, now you're talking my language, sister, with the hockey.
Yeah. So we continue to offer opportunities for the kids to bring them together, mm-hmm, and really develop that community sense that they know that One Summit's there for them, and One Summit's a place that they can go to for strength and support and laughter, and it's a place that they go and they feel good after.
And it's ongoing, which is excellent.
Yes, we do keep it ongoing.
So how many climbs do you have a year or a month? Does it just depend upon how many?
So we've had three to date. We have two planned for 2016. And our plans for the next 5 or 10 years include just increasing that and continuing to have more and more Climb for Courages and expanding outside of Boston so that we can help even more kids that, mm-hmm, that are faced with with having to fight this really challenging disease.
How many kids do you have for one climb, for one event?
We bring about 30 children to each climb.
Oh, wow. That's more than I thought you would. Wow.
So to date, we have about 58 children in our program, and our goals for 2016 include welcoming another 30 into our program. Welcoming another 60 into our program.
Oh, that's awesome. And all this came about with just volunteering in a hospital by Adam.
Yeah. We received a lot of positive feedback through our three events, and it continues to inspire us and fuel our growth. And, you know, we see how impactful this experience is, and we want to keep providing that to kids.
I see that were you nominated for a member of the 100? Is that correct?
We were nominated last year. Adam was nominated for one of the 100, and it was really great to be part of that as well. And I think that it's all helped raise awareness to what we're doing, and people are really excited about what we're doing, and the community that we have behind us from volunteers and interns and advisory board members and hospitals is really, really powerful, and we couldn't have grown like we did without them.
Of course not. And you have, your rock climbing place that donated. I'm sure you have other. Give us a shout out to some of your other donors or the sponsors who have been helping you out.
Yeah, in Boston, you know, the hospitals are incredible to us, and the rock climbing gym, and we also partner with Himmel Hospitality Group and the Residence Inn. They've been huge partners for us in terms of, you know, providing food and for our mentor welcome dinner and for our Climb for Courage, making sure that we have some healthy snacks for the kids to refuel with is important.
Mm-hmm.
And we do fly the SEALs up to Boston for the event. So the Residence Inn has been great to us in terms of lodging.
A lot of
our success so far is to individual donors. A lot of people donating whatever they can has been, you know, incredible to us sustaining our organization and continuing to grow. And we couldn't have done it without all of the individuals that have gotten together and just donated, have been inspired by what we do and made a donation of any amount. They all add up. So,
And I'm thinking an airline would be great to donate, or even someone who has a bunch of unused miles who they know, I'm not going to use like these billions of miles. I should just donate to One Summit so I can get those SEALs to Boston.
Yeah, we are definitely searching for airlines to partner with. Mm-hmm. We've been around since 2013, but we just incorporated and received 501c3 status back in August. It's been a turning point for us where we can start applying to airlines. And now that we're our own 501c3,
right,
we can make those connections and hopefully get some partnerships in the future for airlines and traveling. It is an expense to bring the SEALs up here, but it is definitely worth every minute of it.
And just like that, a half hour goes by. So it's onesummit.org is the website. Kelly, thank you for joining us today. If you want to donate, if you want to do anything to help out, they should just get a hold of you at onesummit.org or Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, all those?
Yes, all of those worked. There is a contact us tab on our website that will probably be the easiest to get in touch with me.
Awesome. And I know you'll have a lot of people wanting to help out because this is such a great organization. And just so you know, I found you on Facebook via one of your sponsored ads. So those actually, they're working for you.
That's great.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, Kelly. Well, if you hang on, I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mel Majoris. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie. Check out my website, thecancerwarrior.net. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's the Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.